Hello everyone, welcome back to our podcast, Angola West Africa, the only podcast that we believe brings you news, current affairs, and interesting interviews on and about business in the wonderful country of Angola that sits on the west coast of Africa. My name is Douglas Black and I am your host for the program. It's great to have you all back again. I hope you are enjoying listening to our podcast. This week we had a wonderful conversation with Mr. Miguel Faria de Bastos. He's a longtime attorney and operated in the legal system within Angola and is also practicing law in Portugal. He's currently with the firm of Faria de Bastos and Associados. He was able to give me a very good education on the history of the legal system in Angola, where it's at today, and how we got there. I'm sure you're going to enjoy the conversation as well. We certainly did. Now, first, let's hear a few words about our sponsor, High Performance Services. HPS is based in Luanda and has been providing quality professional services with fiber and VSAT onshore and offshore since 2012. HPS is fully licensed by ENICOM, registered for importation, registered with the Ministry of Petroleum, and is current with tax payments. All of this, of course, means less risk for you and that HPS is ready to support your requirements without hurting your reputation in Angola. HPS is fully insured to the levels required by our international clients and is ready to provide you the service both securely and safely. Don't be fooled by others. Do your proper background checks and then pick HPS to be safe and sure for your projects. Based in Luanda, HPS speaks your language in Angola. Go to HPS's website today, www.hps-angola.com, for more information about their services and how to contact them. And please do contact them if you have requirements for internet and or telecommunications in Angola. I'm sure you'll be quite pleased with the services that they offer. Now let's go on to our conversation that we had with Dr. Miguel Bastos about the legal system in Angola. Hope you enjoy the show. Hi everyone, welcome back to our show, Angola West Africa. Today it's my great pleasure to welcome Dr. Miguel Faria de Bastos of the law firm Faria de Bastos and Associados. Dr. Miguel, welcome very much to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Douglas Black. That's a pleasure of mine. Please begin. I am at your disposal.
All right. Well, I know you've got a very long and colorful history with Angola. First, I'll tell the people that you are an attorney at law. You're practicing in the country of Portugal and Angola. And we hope to learn a lot more today about the legal system in Angola. Why don't we begin by you giving us a few words about your experience and background in Angola?
Well, it's not easy to speak just in a few words, but I will try. I am in Angola for the last 55 years. Well, after my graduation in law in the ancient University of Coimbra in Portugal, I stayed as a stage law lawyer, barrister in Portugal, under the rules of the Portuguese Bar Association, right before serving in an obligatory military commission as an officer, second lieutenant in the headquarters of the Portuguese Air Force of Angola, since the middle of 66 up to the middle of 68. During this commission, always in Luanda, capital of Angola, I was allowed to practice law in Angola under official registration, and so practiced. So I practiced mainly as a barrister in criminal, civil, and commercial lawsuits. In the years 76, right after the independence of Angola, I was named by the Minister of Justice as the judge in the first and second civil courts of Luanda. There was then four civil courts in Luanda, in the first instance. Those courts had jurisdiction about civil and commercial lawsuits. In this exceptional situation, I was allowed to practice simultaneously as a judge and as a lawyer barrister. After approximately 6 years in charge therein, I was invited to hold as a judge in the Supreme Court of Angola, but I declined thereabout, and afterwards I resigned about my post as a judge in first instance and became again one profession lawyer barrister. Afterwards, since 86 up to the beginning of the new century, I practiced law both in Portugal and in Angola. In the last 15 years, mainly in Angola. I ran for president in the Portuguese Bar Association, and after a few years also for president in the Angolan Bar Association, but I lost both elections. In the colonial time, the courts used to act impartially and lawfully, except the military court, which judged political crimes. The average technical level of the lawyers in Angola was then considered better than the identical average in Portugal. There were then approximately 150 lawyers in Angola. Now, there are in Angola, registered in the Angolan Bar Association, almost 4,000 lawyers. The professional name Faria de Bastos, used by three lawyers in Angola now, along more than a half century in various law offices, so far as I am aware, is the most ancient lawyer's firm still operating in Angola. That was almost one family dynasty in Angola, two brothers and one son. But without death or resignation, abdication of any of them, all still practicing law. As a matter of fact, I am connected with a lot of foreign law offices and the international bar lawyers associations. In one of them, I am now the president. During the last four decades, I held lectures, conferences, and talks about law in congresses, seminars, and universities in all continents, including in Australia. My preferred legal areas as a barrister and as a counsel are commercial law, contractual law, and real estate law. But now I dedicate more intensively to administration law and constitutional law in Anglian courts. I issued many legal advices to multinational companies abroad or operating in Angola. Well, that's a resume. If you have some questions to ask me, please do it.
Well, Dr. Bastos, you have a very long and historic career. It's an honor to have you on the program today. I do have a few questions. This is mainly for people that don't know a lot about Angola. Is Angolan law, is it based upon law of Romano or English law? What was the basis for Angolan law?
Yes, I understand, yes. It is based mainly upon Roman law. However, the system law of Germany is more and more having influence in Angola, mainly in the commercial, criminal, and the procedure administration areas through the Portuguese laws.
Thank you for that excellent explanation, Dr. Miguel. It helps very much. You explained it in a way that we all can understand.
Within Angola, what is the process for creating new laws, to implement new laws?
Okay. According to the Constitution, laws are made by the Angolan Parliament and by the President of the Republic, who represents alone all the government and has almost all the competence of the Parliament, according to the Constitution of the Republic of 2010.
Dr. Miguel, thank you for that explanation. It helps very much.
Within Africa, of course, we have Angola, we have Mozambique, and we have Portugal. Is the law fairly common between the three countries? I know you practice in Portugal and Angola. Is it similar?
Yes. Most Portuguese-speaking countries have many similarities in common law. In a great extent, they conserve law codes and laws from the colonial time, or they copy, or they are inspired by the new law codes, law amendments, and outsiding laws, isolated laws from Portugal. Brazil, independent for more than two centuries, is obviously an exception. It keeps its own matrix, but it received the legacy of the continental European law system. Brazil, however, in some aspects, also got influence from the laws of the United States. As a matter of fact, all Portuguese-speaking countries got some influence from financial legal terms and financial laws of UK and the USA.
Thank you for that explanation, Dr. McGill. It helps a lot. Interesting they used USA and England.
Can a lawyer that is licensed to practice in Portugal come to Angola and practice, or is there a separate licensing process?
Before the independence of Angola in 1975, a Portuguese lawyer could practice law in all Portuguese-speaking colonies. Now, the principle is the reciprocity. For instance, in Angola, just Portuguese lawyers traditionally practicing here are allowed to do that. In Brazil, Portuguese lawyers graduated in the most prestigious Portuguese universities are welcome to register and act. There are there as lawyers, barristers. The Brazilian Bar Association facilitates the law practice to Portuguese lawyers. Brazil, much more than the African Portuguese-speaking bar associations, facilitates the law practice to Portuguese lawyers in their African lands. These ones seem to be still over-nationalist.
Very interesting, Dr. McGill. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, for a foreigner that's bringing their business to Angola and wanting to do business in Angola or are doing business in Angola, what should they know about the judicial process in Angola? How does the judicial process work in Angola?
Uh-huh. The judicial process in Angola is very similar to the one in Portugal and relatively similar to the ones in the European continental countries, mainly in the European Union. As an example, a process or lawsuit of impeachment is allowed against decisions taken by public administration senior officers. For example, ministers. Courts with special jurisdiction in two instances judge those lawsuits and can declare those decisions null and void.
Dr. McGill, thank you very much. Interesting. We find that system a little bit different from what we're accustomed to in the U.S.
Now, if for a foreigner, what are some of the key points or key things about Angolan law that they should understand when they're looking to begin business in Angola? What should be their major concerns when they're wanting to set up in a legal manner?
Yes. Foreign businessmen should rather preventively know about main legal details as to investment law, companies law, arbitration law, labor law, and tax law.
Good advice, Dr. McGill. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, I know I come from an American background, and the labor law can be very different from what I'm accustomed to in the U.S. What are some of the key aspects of the labor law in Angola? Does it favor more the employee, or does it favor more the company?
What are your views on that, Dr. Miguel?
Well, the Anglian legal system is very similar to the legal system in force in Portugal and generally in the European Union. The courts take in consideration both the interests of the bosses and the interests of the workers. That's a fair system.
That is important information to know for anyone that's going to work in Angola.
Now, when a company, a foreigner, is doing business in Angola, should he have legal counsel from the beginning, or when do you advise that a foreign businessman should begin to work with a lawyer in or a law firm in Angola?
Well, preventively, rather than as a remedy, but permanent legal assistance is always necessary.
Very good advice, Dr. Miguel, for anyone operating in Angola.
Now, is there a particular commercial code that, let's say, a business is going to provide services to corporations or services to the public? Is there a particular commercial law code that they need to be aware of and conform to?
Yes, there is in Angola an ancient commercial law code equal to the one in force in Portugal. There is also in Angola a company's law code, which in a great extent was inspired by the Portuguese code, which has the same name. Okay?
Okay, very good. Now, if let's say a company is taken to court for whatever reason, does the judicial system have a trial by jury, or is the trial by jurists? Would there be a jury of the public that I'm familiar with in the Western world?
Yeah, I understand. There are no trials by jury in Angola. In Portugal, yes, but just exceptionally. In Angola, the judgment is just made by a singular judge, first instance, by three judges, or by the entire court, with more than three judges, of course, depending on the concerned legal branch of law and on the instance degree.
Okay, now say the three judges provide a sentence on the case. Can the company go back and ask to go to a higher court to see if they can change the ruling?
Well, there is a Supreme Court, and an appeal from any judgment of this Supreme Court is allowed just exceptionally when there is something wrong according to the constitutional law. In those cases, anyone can appeal to the constitutional court. But as I said, it is exceptional, but it depends on anything wrong according to the constitutional law.
Sounds like a normal appeal system. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, very interesting. Now, are there any areas or things that we may not have discussed during our conversation that you feel is important for our audience outside of Angola to understand about the legal system or legal process in Angola?
Sorry, which is the point?
Well, the point is there anything that we have not discussed that you feel is important that you would like to bring up, or have we pretty much touched all the critical aspects of the Angolan legal system?
Well, the main aspects We have a taken in consideration in this talk. I would like to underline, perhaps, for instance, that Angola suffered during almost one decade three crises: the world oil crisis, the kleptocratic crisis, in fact, according to me, an orgy in stealing money from the public treasure, likely a record since when appeared the Homo sapiens 200,000 years ago. And now the pandemic crisis, COVID-19, and its after effects. Okay? Well, the new president looks sincere. He is fighting against corruption, and a lot of measures have been taken, and many people trust that that now the situation is going on, and there are many changes in progress in this moment.
Yes, I would agree. I think the current president appears to be sincere about the battle against corruption and helping the country move forward. Now, as we begin to wrap up, there is a question that's not related to law that I would like to ask you. During all of your time in Angola, when you want to get away and relax and be a tourist in Angola, where do you like to go? What do you like to do to relax in Angola?
Well, Angola, perhaps you know, dedicated almost exclusively during decades to oil industry. It means that the other branches of the economy policy were not taken in consideration. Now it's different. All branches are taken in consideration. Therefore, the situation is changing, and there is a lot of trust thereabout.
Thank you, Dr. Miguel. I agree. Tourism can be complicated. How do you see things today in the area of tourism?
Yes, about tourism. Well, in fact, there are practically no tourism infrastructures because it was not a main scope of the state policy. Now it is, but it is necessary it is necessary that people, that tourists, trust the system and trust the tourism infrastructures. I believe that within 1 or 2 years, it will be possible to do tourism in Angola as in other African lands, countries, with safety and without any problems at all.
All right, very good. Well, Dr. Miguel, I believe we've covered everything that I wanted to cover today. I really appreciate your taking time to be with us. I know you're extremely busy, and we really appreciate your time. I want to thank you very much for appearing on our program.
Not at all. Welcome. It was a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and hopefully we'll have you on again in the near future.
Okay. At your disposal. Thank you very much, Mr. Douglas Black.
You're welcome.
What a great conversation. I told you that you would learn a lot about the Angolan legal system. I really enjoyed our conversation that we had with Dr. Miguel Bastos. We'll put on our show notes the website address for their law firm, and you can check it out from there. But I learned a lot of things I didn't know before. And as with any country, I guess the caution is get a lawyer when you start doing business so that you don't run afoul of the law. And don't assume that the legal process or laws are the same as your home country. Obviously, Angola has its own history and developed the laws in its own manner. So get a good lawyer, and they'll be able to help you work through any issues that you might have or keep you out of trouble before you get into trouble. So if you have law requirements, legal requirements in Angola, please contact Dr. Bastos' law firm. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to help you. A great group of people there. So please contact them. Once again, this is Douglas Black for Angola West Africa. Please do us a favor. If you like our podcast, tell at least one friend about it and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcast or BuzzFeed or whatever platform you use to listen to your podcast. Thank you very much, and hope to see you back here soon. Bye-bye.